IVM.
It's the 3rd of April, 1984. An unusual phone call is made from Earth to space. On one end, the Prime Minister of India, Indira Gandhi. On the other, Squadron Leader Rakesh Sharma, the first Indian in space. She asks him softly, "Aapko Bharat upar se kaise dikhta hai?" And without missing a beat, he replies, beaming with pride, "Sare jahan se acha." Hello and welcome to A Century of Stories, brought to you by IDFC First Bank, always you first. I'm your host, Kunal Vijaykar, and this is the story of our man in space, Rakesh Sharma. Exactly 4 decades ago, an Indian broke the sky barrier and made his way into space. As things stand 40 years later, Rakesh Sharma is still the only Indian citizen to do so. With Gaganyaan, India is at the cusp of sending its own manned mission into space, but in 2025. That's why today is a good time to remember Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma's daring feat. Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma lives in the Kunur district of Tamil Nadu. He's retired now and lives a quiet life with his wife Madhu. He savors the simple pleasures of life, golfing, gardening, doing yoga, and reading. In a lot of ways, he lives quite an ordinary life today. A working-class family man in small-town India. A realist, he says he doesn't live in the past. But the past he so casually refers to is that of a hero. A past that has astronomical significance to this nation, quite literally. As a young man, Rakesh joined the National Defense Academy in 1966, becoming a pilot with the Indian Air Force in 1970. He flew the MiG-21 in 21 combat missions during the Indo-Pak War of 1971. Over the next decade, he rose through the ranks to become a squadron leader. It was all pretty standard till here. But in December 1980, when Soviet leader Leonid Brezhnev came to India, he floated an idea that led to a twist in Sharma's life. Brezhnev suggested a joint Indo-Soviet manned mission into space as part of the Intercosmos program. As part of a larger push towards Indo-Soviet relations, India accepted. Space cooperation was a key component of our relationship with the Soviet Union. And if you'll recall from our ISRO episode, it was a Soviet launcher that ISRO had used to send a first indigenous satellite, the Aryabhata, into space in 1975. Remember, I also told you that Vikram Sarabhai had famously said, "We do not have the fantasy of competing with the economically advanced nations in the exploration of the moon or the planets or manned space flight." Hence, India had no ambition to have its own manned flight then. It was too expensive an affair for a developing nation. But when the opportunity presented itself, we took it. We even put aside 1.7 crore rupees for the project called Pawan. The next step was to find the right people to execute such a pioneering and demanding feat. 2 cosmonauts were to be selected by the Indian Air Force. The criteria was stringent but necessary. The candidates had to have excellent gradings in flying supersonic fighter aircraft and had to be physically fit enough for the task that lay ahead. 150 were found eligible, but only 2 were selected. Wing Commander Ravish Malhotra and Squadron Leader Rakesh Sharma. 18 months of rigorous training followed for both Malhotra and Sharma at the Yuri Gagarin Training Center in Star City near Moscow. They studied spacecraft technology and underwent extensive simulation tests to get them acquainted with the 2 spacecraft. They also undertook flights on a specially equipped IL-76 aircraft, which simulated zero gravity conditions and acclimatized them to weightlessness in space. When the time came, it was Rakesh Sharma who was finally selected to go into space just a day before the launch. While Ravish had more flying hours, Rakesh was chosen for his good health and for being the younger of the 2 aged 35 to Malhotra's 40. The director of the center, General Georgi Beregovoy, remembers that while each of the Indian cosmonauts wanted to be better than the other in training, both Sharma and Malhotra were 100% cosmonauts and deserved all the honor. Ravish Malhotra was just as excited for his fellow Indians' impending spaceflight as they both performed two pre-mission rituals together. One, they went to Yuri Gagarin's study and signed a diary. And two, their wives put tilak on their foreheads before they headed off to Baikonur for the launch. Baikonur Cosmodrome, situated in the cold Kazakh desert steppe, some 90 meters above sea level, is the largest operational space facility in terms of area, and all Soviet crewed space flights were launched from there. Since the fall of the Soviet Union in 1991, Russia has leased the station from Kazakhstan until the year 2050. Rakesh Sharma and his two Russian colleagues, Commander Yuri Malyshev and flight engineer Gennady Strekolov, stepped out in their clean white spacesuits. They boarded a sterile bus for a 3-kilometer drive to the giant rocket. As the crowds cheered them on, the cosmonauts calmly walked off, took the elevator to the top, and stepped into the Soyuz T-11 spacecraft. After 2 hours of readying the systems in the confined space of the module, they blasted off at precisely 6:38 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The Soyuz rocket and spacecraft, all 300 tons of it, blazed through the evening sky. From the Cosmodrome, Ravish Malhotra and special invitees from India watched on. Sharma's wife and son watched from their flat in Star City, and his parents from their home in Hyderabad. In fact, the entire nation was glued to their television sets for a special live telecast and watched anxiously till the spacecraft disappeared into the sky, traveling at 24 times the speed of sound. 9 minutes into the flight, 200 kilometers above the Earth, the Soyuz T-11 shot into the interstellar void, and in it was our man in space, Rakesh Sharma. The Soyuz completed 3 orbits around the Earth, then the Mission Control Center in Kaliningrad raised its orbit and put it on the path to Salyut 7, a low Earth orbit space station that hosted rotating crews from 1982 to 86. Here, Sharma was to conduct the scientific experiments that could form the basis for the future of Indian research. The 7,000 kilometers distance was closed in 16 hours. When they were just 400 meters away, the two spacecraft locked on automatically and there was a successful docking. Soon, the connecting hatch opened and resident commander of Salyut 7, Leonid Kizim, welcomed Sharma on board with a hug. "Welcome home. We have been waiting for you," he said. Over the next 7 days, 21 hours and 40 minutes that Sharma spent on board the Salyut 7 space laboratory, he conducted 43 experimental sessions, primarily in the fields of biomedicine and remote sensing. He also photographed India using multispectral cameras. He covered more than 60% of the country's area, something that would have taken us 2 years of aerial photography to map. This would all help scientists study the natural resources of the country much better. Besides his technical duties, he did 10 minutes of yoga every day, strapped down with Velcros so that he wouldn't fly away. This was to test what yoga did for the body in the weightlessness of space. He ate well, consuming the prescribed 3,200 calories a day, a sign that he was doing very well. Sharma also shared Indian food with his Soviet colleagues. Dishes like vegetable pulao, aloo chole and suji halwa that were specially prepared by the Defense Food Research Laboratory in Mysore in the form of small rolls of pastes. Because you can't set a table in space. Every evening for 10 minutes, he took Indian TV audiences through the space station with great enthusiasm. All this was topped off by 9 hours of sleep each night. In his free time, he would often look outside the window and ponder at how peaceful the Earth looked from up there. With no borders, the whole planet was one. The cosmonauts returned on April the 11th, 1984, bidding farewell to the Salyut 7 team. With the aid of 2,500 men and women working at the Mission Control Center at Kaliningrad, they descended softly in the arc-like marshland some 600 kilometers from Baikonur Cosmodrome, slowed down on re-entry by retro rockets and parachutes. Rakesh Sharma, Yuri Malyshev, and Gennady Strekalov returned to much celebration. They were all awarded the Ashoka Chakra by the Indian government, and Ravish Malhotra too was honored with the Kirti Chakra for his part in the mission. Rakesh Sharma got another special title, the Hero of the Soviet Union, making him the only Indian with this moniker. Special stamps were released by both countries marking the occasion. Yuri Gagarin had mused during his 1961 visit to India. He said, "I think someday it might be possible that Soviet and Indian cosmonauts together will explore the unknown realms of space." Words which came true 23 years later as Rakesh Sharma toured the outer reaches of the Earth. You've been listening to A Century of Stories brought to you by IDFC First Bank. Always you first. I'm Kunal. I'll be back next week to tell you about the young Indians competing at the Candidates 2024 Chess Tournament.
IVM.